This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. We have one of the busier shows that we have had all year. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Phil Lavoda is going to join us in studio. You guys might remember Phil from last week. He is the gentleman who took over from Frank White, who was recently recalled as the Jackson County executive. He said this last Thursday.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal.
That was Phil Lavoda last week. He also said this about the Chiefs potentially moving to Kansas.
Working through this proposal has created a partnership and a plan that is a win for the public and a win for the team. This is about business, but we have the business side covered while keeping the amazing history that Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family and this franchise has built for us and has had the Chiefs as our fantastic neighbor here in Jackson County.
That was Phil Lavoda. He is the Jackson County executive. He is scheduled to join us in studio coming up in about 10 minutes. So certainly a lot of things to talk to him about. I'll try to see if he's willing to take phone calls. We'll certainly read him some text messages. It is important that you guys are able to communicate to him how you feel about this process. We are going to be joined by Ty Masterson coming up at 3 o'clock. He is the Kansas Senate president. He is going to join the show at the top of the hour. And as you guys requested, the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, is going to be on the show in the 4 o'clock hour. At 4 o'clock, we are expected to have Mayor Quentin Lucas call into the show today. So we have a lot to get into in today's show. Before we jump right into it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, happy holidays. Number two, just tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, most importantly, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. Stop by any one of their area locations. I actually had The Other Place for lunch earlier today. All right, these are the two places that I would like to begin before Phil Lavoda joins us on the show. As a proud resident of Jackson County, and as someone who made the decision to go to the polls and vote yes, I feel like I did everything I was supposed to do. I informed myself. I certainly understood what I was voting for. I communicated that to you guys, what I liked about the plan, what I didn't like about the plan. And I exercised my democratic right to go to the ballot box, and I voted yes, and it lost. That's the way that life works. A lot of you made that decision very similar to me. A lot of you made the decision on the opposite side. Some of you chose not to vote. Some of you couldn't vote because you don't live in Jackson County. That is the process that we have all signed up for. But now it is only about, in my opinion, moving forward. I can't go back in time. I did everything I felt like as an informed citizen and resident of Jackson County. I did everything they asked me to do to avoid being in this situation. I always took their threat very seriously because this is how I think it works. But instead of them playing another community against us, they just played our communities against one another. Now, we talked about that a lot yesterday. We don't have to go back through the entire Missouri and Kansas and state line battle that certainly spans far back longer than I'm here. But this is, I guess, what I want to encourage everybody to do and just where I am. I had no say in the matter other than my vote. The Chiefs didn't come to me and ask for my opinion. I would have wanted to preserve the history at Arrowhead Stadium. I love the fact that the stadiums are on the Missouri side, but the Kansas City Chiefs made a choice to move in a completely different direction, and I certainly understand their choice from a business side of all of it. All I can do now and all I can control is go into this with a completely open mind about the process. This is new for me, just as it's new for you. And I understand that people, and certainly people in this part of the country, what we hate is change. And we are usually very opposed to all of these kind of changes. Some of you didn't want the streetcar. Some of you didn't want to change the airport. Some of you didn't think that we needed a new concert venue and wanted to keep Kemper Arena. Anytime there has been an idea that symbolizes progress, it normally is significant pushback from people. And I get it. It's new. It's different. It's not what you're accustomed to. You could argue that this is the biggest change in the way of life that we have ever had. We are shifting an entire community in our area and taking some of the resources in our city from one portion and completely moving it to another portion of the city. And I understand what that means economically, and we'll certainly ask that question to Phil Lavoda. We'll also ask that question to Quint Lucas. There's a lot of money questions that have to be answered, but it's not really my responsibility or your responsibility to answer those questions. What I am going into this is with an open mind. I have absolutely no clue what the next 5 years are going to look like. I've never been in the middle of building a new stadium. This is not like building T-Mobile Center. This is not like what the current put together. We're talking about a world-class football stadium that is going to house one of the more valuable properties in all of American sports. I have no clue what that means. I would say at this point, everything is on the table. And I don't care what renderings we've seen from some AI drawings. I think they are starting this project, at least from an imagination standpoint, largely from scratch. Sure, there's some ideas, but we are going to get a chance to see and experience all of this together in real time. So at least for me, and I cannot tell anybody else how to approach this, I'm going into it with a completely different and open mind in all of this. I don't know what the tailgating is going to look like at New Arrowhead Stadium. I don't know what the parking situation is going to look like. I don't know if it's going to have a retractable roof or not have a retractable roof. I don't know if it's going to have PSLs. There's a lot of things that I think are going to happen in all of this, but right now we don't have any information. They haven't broken ground yet. They haven't hired a contractor. They haven't done some of the fundamental work in us trying to figure all of this out. So I'm just saying, I'm going into this with an open mind, and I would encourage all of us to go into this with an open mind because this is a new experience for all of us. We have all just quite simply grown up with this. And the only time that we really had this conversation was back in the mid-2000s when it was pumping more money into the stadium that we already had. We were not talking about building a new Arrowhead. No, it was putting more money into the structure that we already had. The exact same philosophy when it came to Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium. So that is how I am going into this with an open mind, and let's just see what happens. We're going to be joined by Phil Lavoda here coming up in just a little bit. I was thinking this, and this might be the only game point that we talk about over the course of these 4 hours. Can you imagine if I told you, let's say 5 years ago, let's say 3 years ago, however far you want to potentially go back, can you imagine if I told you that Travis Kelce's last game could be a home game at Arrowhead Stadium against the Denver Broncos on Christmas night on Amazon Prime? You would have told me that that would have been one of the more magical sporting events that Kansas City has ever had, and it would have been a celebration of his incredible career. Man, as we are finally here and we're 2 days away from that moment, it doesn't feel like anybody cares about this game. And I get it. They played as poorly as you could play on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. That doesn't even look like the Chiefs. It's like somebody took all of the Chiefs' powers. This game doesn't really have a whole lot of meaning. They're giving tickets away at this point. It is the most preseason of regular season games. This is why I always say, man, it's hard to write your fairy tale the way that I think people want Travis Kelce to write his fairy tale. And all great athletes deserve to have that fairy tale. Nobody wants to remember Allen Iverson playing for the Detroit Pistons or the Memphis Grizzlies. You want to remember him jumping over Ty Lue and hitting a big shot in the first game of the NBA Finals. Like, we want our heroes to be preserved the way that we remember them. I'm sure we'll do that exact same thing for Travis Kelce, but as we kind of sit here closer to this thing and we're 2 days away from potentially his last game at Arrowhead, man, it feels weird to not be talking about it, to not feel like it has any buzz, to not feel like it really matters to anybody. Coming up on the other side, we are going to be joined by Phil Lavoda. He is the Jackson County Executive. There are a lot of questions to ask him about the Chiefs.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Moving from Arrowhead Stadium to new Arrowhead Stadium in Wyandotte County. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. We are very happy right now to be joined in studio by Phil Lavoda. He is the new Jackson County Executive. He took over for Frank White after he was recalled. Phil, appreciate you coming on today.
I'm glad to be here. I want to talk about this with everyone because it's passionate. People are emotional about it. It's a big deal, and I want to answer any questions anybody has.
Absolutely. So you have agreed to take phone calls. So what we're going to do is I just want to inform people. You're going to stay until 3 o'clock. Me and you will talk for a while. We'll break, and we'll let people call and ask you questions because I'm sure a lot of people have questions about this. Why don't we start here? How? How did this happen? You know how important the Chiefs are to this community. You know how important the Chiefs are to the state of Missouri. I think a lot of people have the question of how did Missouri let Kansas steal the team away from them?
Well, I'll be long-winded. You got to go back to the 2024 ballot where the Chiefs and the Royals were on that to continue our 3/8-cent sales tax in Jackson County. And the campaign that I wasn't involved in, their philosophy was the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl and the voters are just going to roll over and pass it. Well, they didn't. The Royals were on it also, and there was a lot of problems with transparency about information, about community benefits, about even the location of the stadium, and it did not pass. 54% no. So that gave the Chiefs and the Royals pause to think, well, what should I be doing? Am I going to be able to stay in the stadiums? And both of the teams started figuring out maybe we'll go somewhere else. At the same time, the person whose chair I'm in now, Frank White, was problematic in that ballot. He fought against it, and he did some disservice to the people of Jackson County in having them make the best decision on that. And then he continued to, and he continued to not talk to the teams. And without the teamwork of the state, the county, and the city, nothing's going to happen. So since that issue, the ballot failed, the state legislature passed the Show Me Progress bonds, which said legislation which said the state will pay up to 50% of renovation or new facility, which that changed the world. That changed everything, the dynamics of it. And then Frank White gets recalled, and they get a new guy in there, and that's me. And I have a longtime relationship with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. I know John Sherman, I know the Royals, I know the governor. And so we finally found ourselves in a place where we put a team together to put together a package that consisted of all the input from the state, from the county, and the city. And so working with Mayor Lucas and the governor, we sat down and figured out what's our best bet to put together. And from me taking the office 8 or 9 weeks ago, which feels like 8 or 9 years, I had ongoing conversations with the Chiefs and the governor and the mayor for weeks. And we got to a point where we understood they wanted to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. And we put together what was the best plan for the people of Jackson County, people of Missouri, and for the team. We had a great relationship talking to the team. And every week going forward, I was talking to Mark weekly, sometimes daily about it, and we were moving in the right direction. And here comes Starbonds. Here comes Kansas. We're at the end of their extension, and it's going to end December 31st, and they start hard pressing the Chiefs. And I'm not privy to that conversation. I'm privy to only from the Missouri side, so I don't know what Kansas is promising. And so at some point, Kansas promised them the world. We had a $1.6 billion plan that was going to renovate Arrowhead Stadium, make it state-of-the-art facility under renovation, keeping Arrowhead. Well, unbeknownst to us, Kansas had a $4 billion deal to build them a brand new stadium with a dome, practice fields, and office. So we were not able to compete on the same level as them because they were asking for apples and we were asking for oranges. But up to the day, even last week, the deal wasn't done. And I got to give Mark Donovan, the Chiefs, credit. They stayed in contact with me and said, don't listen to the noise out there. Don't listen to Topeka. The deal is not done. And to their credit also, they contacted me before and said, we are going to go with the Kansas deal.
I guess at least how it sounds to me is, and I have to use the terms that I've used when you weren't here, like we're here, we're having this conversation. It sounds to me like Missouri got played. And I use the analogy, you remember this, a while ago, whenever the Pittsburgh Penguins wanted to move. And they were using the Sprint Center as a, well, we might move to Kansas City, we might move to Kansas City, and ultimately they got what they wanted. I never thought that the Chiefs' plan was to stay just based off their renovation plans. I thought their renovation plans were lazy. And for a family that has told me how important Arrowhead is, I don't really think that was reflective in the original plans that we once saw. Do you feel like they played both states against one another to ultimately get the best business deal for themselves? And based on what you're saying, it doesn't sound like that was ever going to be on the Missouri side.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I'll answer this way. I'm mad about it. I'm disappointed about it, like every other Chiefs fan out there. I don't want them to go over there. I wouldn't say that we got played. I would say they leveraged deals. And I think they knew what they were getting from Missouri, and they knew what they were getting from Kansas. And they sat down, and they had to make a decision. The Hunt family had to decide. Do we stay with the legacy and renovate Arrowhead Stadium, or do we go to the nice, fun, bright, shiny, brand-new thing? And I think they wrestled with that. They made the decision to go to Kansas. I don't agree with that. I wish they didn't. I think there's a lot of there's millions of people that feel the same way as me, and I think there's a lot of argument of why that was a bad decision on their part and better to stay at Arrowhead. I frankly don't want to get into the details, but I don't think these star bonds, I don't think they work out. I think there's too many details. I think you guys have to have $125 million just to deal with the debt every year. I mean, that just those numbers don't add up. And I think we're going to find that out when we get in the details. But that aside, I wouldn't say they were played. I think that they were in a business and they had to make a decision whether they were going to go all in for a new facility or renovate Arrowhead.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Lavoda. He is the Jackson County executive. He took over for Frank White. You mentioned it. Do you think this deal gets done if you're in place and not Frank White?
Oh, someone asked me, do you wish you would have been here sooner? I said, I sure do. Frank White was an impediment to it. He wasn't all of it, but he was a lot of it. And the fact that we didn't have a team together. And the Chiefs had a problem dealing with the county before. And I think that they were like, wait a second. We got to deal with the county, the state, and the city now, or we can go over and just deal with Kansas. And no voter approval over in Kansas. It was just handed to them. So I think that probably that was part of their decision making. Now, I know that they told me they were so happy to have me there. The governor told me that. And we put together a team that we're all collaborating and we made it easier. But I think at the end of the day, the money won out.
I think the perception from the public is that Missouri doesn't have their house in order. Do you think that is a fair perception?
Not at all. I've never seen anything like this. I'm a Democratic Jackson County executive, and I've got a Republican governor that him and I do not agree on policy issues and other things a lot. But we talked about Chiefs, and when Mike Keogh and I stayed on point about the Chiefs, we agreed on everything. And so having that, working together with that, and then having the mayor involved too, we had our team in order, and we had a good plan that we thought was in the best interest of the team and the people. You know, I was never going to approve anything that raised taxes. And I told the Chiefs that, I told the governor that, everyone knew that we weren't doing that. We had a plan. We were going to lower the taxes. We were going to take the 3/8 cent sales tax down to 1/4 cent, which made it less. And just for the Chiefs at Kauffman State or at a Truman Sports Complex.
So yesterday when Clark met with the media, how he described it is it sounded like the conversations with Kansas were very simplistic and straightforward. And at least on the Missouri side, you got to get Kansas City, Missouri all on one accord. You got to get Jackson County yourself all on one accord and the state on one accord. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they described you guys' plan as good and complicated. Do you think those complications are ultimately what's pushed the Chiefs away and forced them to go with Kansas? Is they, A, they're offering us a substantial amount of money and it's just easier to deal with them.
Yes and yes, and I'll answer another question part of that. I'm going to speak for Clark Hunt too. I think his frustration that he mentioned about dealing with the state, the county, and the city is from past dealings. It was problematic. The county executive and even the legislature time were not getting along. I mean, that's not brand new news to anyone. And the city, the mayor did not have a relationship with the county executive. And clearly the governor didn't at that time. And since then, we have a new governor and we have a new county executive and we have a mayor and we've worked together. So I will go out on a limb to speak for Clark Hunt. The frustration was from that. And so now you're dealing with a new package, a new team. You're confident in them. I know Mark Donovan's confident in them. The family's confident. But then you look at the brand new stuff over there and you're only dealing with one entity, the LCC and the governor. It made it simpler. But I think his frustration was from the past, not from this team now.
I do want to go forward, and I certainly want to ask you, I mean, at some point, it's kind of a spilled milk. The Chiefs have left in that capacity. What do you think would have gone differently? Because it's not like this was a 50-50 coin flip kind of vote. I mean, this thing was rejected resoundingly in Jackson County. What steps would you have taken differently that now, if we could play this thing out and kind of Monday morning quarterback it, potentially could have had a different outcome?
That's a good question because here's how it would have worked. We were going to put only on the ballot lowering the 1/4 cent sales tax to the sole tenant of the Truman Sports Complex, the Chiefs, in 2031. No Royals at all. So then we're just asking the people of Jackson County, let's keep a tenant there. Let's make sure we don't have an empty Truman Sports Complex. You love your Chiefs. You want to keep them here. It's simple. It was a more simple ballot issue than the one before where the Chiefs were staying, the Royals were getting a new stadium. Who knows where at the time during the before the election, there were 3 different locations. So yes, moving forward, it was going to be a lot simpler to get that passed. And the appetite in Jackson County is against new taxes, but they're for lower taxes and they're for the Chiefs. So right now, I'm telling you, there's 90% chance they're staying in Kansas with star bonds, but there's only 10% chance that something doesn't work and details don't work and things change. This is a big, huge deal, a lot of moving parts. It's not as simple as everybody just celebrating in Topeka like they were. I wish them the best of luck. I don't want them to have to revamp or anything, but things could go wrong. Get the devil's in the details.
What do you think is wrong with the plan? Because I would say one thing that I've noticed from us talking about this, we talk to a lot of politicians, a lot of people in your seat, is no one on Missouri thinks that the Kansas plan is real or a real solid plan. Like, it sounds good, but as you kind of alluded to a couple times, the devil's in the details. What do you see as the potential pitfalls? What do you see as the potential problems that could pop up with the Kansas star bond plan?
The numbers, just the sheer numbers of what $4 billion means. And they've got to put $1.8 million in 90 days. I mean, I'm not sure where that money comes from. I'm not sure who's writing that check. And then every year moving forward, we don't see the plan for the maintenance of the stadium. We don't see the plan for the cooling and heating of the stadium. Those are things that are inside of Arrowhead every year that we've already been working on, of those maintaining and those kind of projects under our facility. This is new to them, and I don't know those details. They're going to turn around. Someone's going to have to end up with $30 million for this or $10 million for that, and that's what I'm concerned about. Some of the people that are numbers people, they have told me just the debt service alone, team slump. And attendance goes down. And we're in a period that we've been just the superstars of the world. But there are times when the Chiefs will have a worse than or a lower than stellar thing, and fans don't go. Fans don't buy booze. Fans don't go to the hotels. Fans don't do that, and it goes down. And that affects the bottom dollar. And the Chiefs aren't going to eat that. The taxpayers of Kansas are. And I don't know that's written into that how that's going to work by pure 2 + 2 = 4.
Right now, we're joined by Phil Lavoda. We are going to get to the Royals here in a bit. I see a lot of people texting that in. I do have a lot of Royals question planned. When did you know it was over with the Chiefs? Because the analogy I'll use is we've all been watching a game and our team is down 10, but you're thinking, man, if we can just get this stop, we can force a turnover, we can get right back in the game. There had to be a point at some point over the last 48 hours where you realized that all the work, all the negotiation that you had put through, it wasn't going to mean for anything and that the Chiefs were eventually going to leave. When did you reach that point?
Well, over the weekend, even as late as the weekend, I was still talking to the team and asking them what they think about Kansas, and I was assured the deal is not done. We're still going to Kansas. This meeting has been planned for a long time, and they shared with me there's different options. We could go up there and they could have a deal and we could agree to it. There's a deal we could think, hey, maybe we'll think about it. They could extend the star bonds. There's all these different options, and they were up front. I mean, this deal could happen, but it hasn't happened yet. So when I knew is when Mark Donovan called me on Monday, said, I told you I'd call you. We're going to take this deal in Kansas. We think it's the best. Appreciate you working with us. We're going to be still your tenant in your stadium for a while. We don't have any hard feelings. And I said to him, well, thank you. I want to say good luck, but I don't wish you good luck. And that's before they went into that meeting.
So let's talk about the Royals, because I think there's, I would say, a couple of big questions that people have. And also, what's the future of the Truman Sports Complex look like? Let's just start with a 1,000-foot view question. Where are the negotiations with the Royals currently at? Do you feel like we are close to getting a resolution on their side as well?
Well, I'll tell you from my point of view, and I'll speak for the governor and the mayor also on this, we decided to focus on the Chiefs. The Royals are still working at looking at locations, doing their due diligence. They have surveys out. They're looking at different locations, and we've given them their grace. And I've reached out to John Sherman many times, say, hey, John, the fact that we didn't talk this week doesn't mean I don't love you and I don't want you to be in Jackson County, but I'm letting you have your space and me not bug you. So we were focused on this deal with the Chiefs that was getting closer. We knew what our package was, and we knew they just had to decide whether us or Kansas. So now we turn towards the Royals, and I think there's still an opportunity for the Royals to be in Jackson County, in Missouri, and not to go to Kansas. I think the star bonds, I think all the air sucked out of the room for the Royals on any of those star bonds in Kansas. And I mean, they're done in what, 4 or 5 days? They run out. So as far as Missouri, there's so many locations. There's Jackson County or there's North Kansas City. I think those are their options.
Where do you want the stadium to be? Because I think if you asked most Kansas Cityans, I think the idea was always the East Village. And then one day we woke up and it was, wait, now they want to put it in the Crossroads? Like, I want a downtown stadium, but I don't want the downtown stadium to be there. That I do think it was a lot of different forces kind of pulling in one direction. A, I don't think the public wants to give billionaires money to build their stadium. B, I don't think they want to tear up communities in order to then give them their money. I thought the plan was haphazard. I think there were a lot of things at play. If it's up to you, you are in these negotiations. Where do you want the stadium to be?
In Jackson County. I'll tell you that for sure.
Do you want the East Village? Do you want in the Crossroads, the Washington Square Park?
I haven't weighed in on a specific location because I want to hear from the team. I want to hear what they think. I can speculate that Washington Park is not big enough for what they want to do around the stadium. I can speculate that they liked the East Village before, but there was some sort of location problem with that in the Power and Light District, the synergy between there. And there's another location, the old ATA over between 18th and Vine there. I think that's a great location. I mean, it can have the Crossroads grow in between that and there. It's got great access to the highway, and it has enough room to be able to really make a fantastic ballpark and the amenities and the district around that. So I say that just saying that I want the best deal for the people of Jackson County and for the Royals, and so I'm not going out on a limb and saying I want it there.
This may be a weird question, but it seems like there was a portion of the city that really wanted the Chiefs and were willing to do anything to get it, whether it was stay where they are in the Truman Sports Complex or move over to Wyandotte. Is there that part of the city that really wants the Royals because it got voted down handedly in the Crossroad districts? You and I are going to talk about it. I don't think that 119th and Nall is very excited about it being there. You've mentioned 4 or 5 different places. I think Clay County really wants them, but I don't know if there's the tax base to help pay for it. Like, it feels like there's all these ideas being thrown out, but I don't know if there's a portion of the community that's ready to wrap their arms around the Royals and say, here, we want this to be your forever home.
You're exactly right. And the reason is because there's not a plan. There's just too much up in the air. I mean, Clay County and North of the River, they've got to put their issue on a ballot. I mean, they got to get something in April if they're going to do it up there. And so I think the people not knowing takes a lot of the love out of the room for the Royals. I think if there was some unified location with a plan where, okay, here's where everybody's coalescing, collaborating, and unifying under one location, then you start talking about the good and bad location. Then I think this city, this county, and the state of Missouri gets behind it.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Lavoda here for a little bit. He is going to take some phone calls. I'll open up the phone lines here in just a little bit. Is there a timeline that you have for the Royals to potentially get this thing done? You mentioned it, that a deadline could be expiring in the state of Kansas. Obviously, they are on no deadline with the state of Missouri. You guys obviously want the Royals to continue to be the home here. Is there a deadline that you guys are looking at potentially to get this figured out with the Royals?
I'm still being patient with what the Royals want to do. And they know that, and they've reached out to me, and I've reached out to them. And
what do you think they want to do? Because to me, that answer seems like it changes every 3 months. At one point, I think it's downtown. At one point, I think it's North Kansas City. At one point, I think it's 119th and all. At some point, I think it's whoever is willing to give us money to build this stadium. What do you think the Royals want to do?
You might be right. Here's why. I know they want to find the best fit for them. I know they do not want to have the debacle of what happened in the ballot issue where things were changing, location were changing at the last minute. They want to be transparent. They want to have all their facts. They want to have all their numbers, and they're going at this methodically and logically. And I respect them for that because that makes my job a lot easier. If they've come in and said, here's where we want to be and here's why, and here's how you can help us do it. If they just say, hey, we just want to stay in Jackson County, that's hard for me. So I'm patient. I don't have a deadline. I'm not pushing them to any sort of deadline.
Is it possible to get a stadium pass for the Royals without a public vote? Is it possible to do something where you guys can move some funds around? We've heard a bunch of different philosophies. If the Royals get a new stadium in the Missouri side or in Jackson County, will that require a public vote?
It can or it can't. You know, what we have done in this negotiations, the county was kind of taking the lead, taking the package together for the Chiefs, and the city was kind of working on the Royals. So Mayor Lucas has been working on that, and there was a plan we talked about where we didn't have to go before the voters to get a stadium, new Royals stadium together. So we have a lot of options, and we're going to think outside the box. When I can pick up the phone and call down Jefferson City, that makes my life a lot easier. The resources we have, the bonding capabilities, the tax incentives, the tax credits. We played it safe on what we thought we were doing with the Chiefs, and it was fair, it was transparent. We didn't raise taxes, and we're gonna do the same thing with the Royals, but we're gonna make sure we're thinking outside the box.
Do you think a vote for the Royals would pass in Jackson County?
I think a vote for the Royals would pass if there were specifics and they knew what's going on. The voters are smart. Now remember, it was only only failed, 54% voted no. So it wasn't 75%, 85%. There's still a lot of people that, wanted the Royals and Chiefs in that vote. And I think the campaign was handled poorly. I don't blame the Royals for it. I blame Frank White getting in the way for part of it. But the campaign didn't explain itself very well. So you gave a lot of people reasons to say, I don't want to do this. I think if you were upfront and said, here's the plan, take a look at it, it's yours to vote on, I think that people have an appetite for it.
When's the earliest something like this could get on the ballot? Because talking to you, it doesn't sound like we are 4 months away from putting something on a ballot in April for the Kansas City Royals. It sounds like, at least listening to you, it sounds like this process is going to go on well into 2026.
Well, it depends. It depends how you know, we're the holiday season, so nobody's doing anything now. Maybe the Royals decide, hey, the Chiefs have made a decision. We need to make one now. Let's get after it, and we start working hard because we can put things together quickly. We could still get on an April ballot if we think that's an issue. I don't know that we have to do a ballot issue with the Royals, but I think we can do it sooner than later. We just have to hear from the Royals if they're ready. Mayor Lucas and the governor and the state Jackson County legislature and the Kansas City Council, we all get together on the same page. We can move quickly.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Lavoda. We're going to take questions here in just a little bit. I guess two things for me before we go to the phone lines. A lot of people have asked about the 1% tax if you work and live in Jackson County. That is obviously... My apology.
Yeah, make sure. I'm Jackson County. We don't charge earnings tax.
That's, you're right.
That's the mean old city of Kansas City.
That tax is about to go away for a lot of people now because the stadiums are leaving. We all know how this works. That money has to now come from somewhere. What is the plan for Kansas City, Missouri? What is the plan for Jackson County to make up for? You guys have counted on this money for 50 years now, or however long it's been. That money is now about to leave. What's the plan?
I would defer to the mayor about that question because that's collected by the city. It's an earnings tax, and I think they're going to put that on the ballot to renew it coming up. But yeah, you know, the it's about $3 million. It's not a lot of the players. You look at the salary cap, and it's a 1% of that, 2% of that. So it's not as huge. If your question is about the players not paying their earnings tax, it's not as huge as you think it would be, but the plan, I believe, from the city is to put that earnings tax, the renewal of that, on either this spring or this summer.
What's an idea for the Truman Sports Complex? Because, I mean, that has been, I would say, a landmark for the city. How I described it yesterday is, you know, if you're driving in from that part of I-70, it is sort of a, you have arrived in Kansas City. It's a very warming feeling to see those over there. That is not going to be the case in 5 years. Both of the stadiums, I think, are going to be gone from that location. That's a big area. Huge. What are some ideas that you have proposed, some ideas that have been thrown around to make up for that?
I will tell you this. I had a meeting this morning about that issue and some amazing out-of-the-box ideas like, wow, that could work. That could be amazing. So I tell you that. I tell you we're thinking about it. And it's not something that's lost. I'm not going to share any of those ideas because we're going to have our own little shock and awe about that when we decide of what we can put there. Because it's an amazing location. It's on 435 and I-70. It's so close there. We can do some great things there.
Do you fear that you've lost leverage with the Royals? Like, the Chiefs had leverage. They had a choice. There were two places that were making substantial offers for them. You guys offered $1.6 billion. Another place offered $2 billion. Like, there were two people fighting over them. It doesn't really feel like right now that anybody is fighting over the Royals, but... Now, I would say that Jackson County appears to be in a very desperate situation. You guys already lost one team. You don't want to be in a position to lose another one. Do you fear that you've lost leverage in a negotiation, which matters?
No, because we're not in the negotiations yet. We don't really know what they want to do, where they want to be. The exact address of where that stadium will be matters a lot in what the negotiations are, what we can do. I mean, there's federal tax credits and federal tax incentives that are going to matter on the address. So out at Arrowhead, you could do some amazing things with $250 billion of stuff. I mean, there's so much we can do. So I guess my response is it matters on the location of where we go for there. So I don't think we've lost leverage. I think we're just not in the negotiating stage yet to know what we can actually put together as a package.
Are you hopeful about the future of Jackson County? Because I would say yesterday, a lot of people did not feel very hopeful about it. You are in a position to do something about it. You're an elected official, a politician. Are you hopeful about the future of Jackson County?
Very hopeful. Very hopeful. We've got Jackson County in Kansas City is an international city. The Chiefs are still going to be just across the state line. Jackson County is still going to be a formidable place for in the country. We've got great ideas and new things. We've got people that are the best people in the state of Missouri. We've got friends in Jefferson City. So the future is still bright in Jackson County. Unfortunately, the Chiefs made a decision to go with the money instead of the history. And that happens. Businesses come, businesses go. We don't like it, but no, I'm still very positive about it.
Right now, we are joined in studio by Phil Lavoda. He's agreed to take phone calls. We'll also read some of your texts, 913-586-7965. We'll do that in this next segment.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And we got Phil Lavoda joining us until the top of the hour. He is the new Jackson County executive. He took over for Frank White. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right, we're going to take these couple of phone calls here in a bit. We have Phil Lavoda in studio. He is the Jackson County executive. He took over for Frank White. I do want to read this. I think this is a really good text, and I'm bringing this up because you mentioned Frank White. CDOT, can you ask him what he thought Frank White's motives were? Were they personal or ideological opposition to funding these stadiums? You have mentioned Frank White as being a roadblock in this entire thing. I think anybody that has any inside knowledge heard that from all parties, that he was a roadblock and a hindrance in getting a deal done. Why? How? How was this the case with Frank White?
Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I've been in this office and I'm cleaning up messes from Frank White, and it's not just the Royals. It's the assessment department. It's these tax debacles. So Frank White had a history of not being a good leader and not being a good county executive. So this is just one of the points that he was behind the eight ball and a detriment to it. I don't know what's personal. People speculate his personal vendetta against the Royals because they fired him. But he got in the way and got in the way and got in the way. And the text line, I get to read the text line. It's really funny. I'm not saying Frank White's the end-all fault of this, but he was a problem. He was a huge problem in where we are today with the Chiefs and Royals.
How much of the property tax issue do you think bled into this conversation?
A lot of it. It definitely did the 2024 ballot. People had their property tax going up by 115%, and they got no response from the county. They were just thumbs up, like, too bad, too bad. And they didn't dream about giving the county any more money. So that hurt in 2024. He just got recalled 8-9 weeks ago. I'm new to the thing, so they still are still hurting. I'm still working every day, tax relief, and getting the people to trust Jackson County government again. So, yeah, it bled into it.
Do you regret the press conference you did a couple of days ago? Because at least I'll tell you what I said on the show. I don't know if you've ever been to a black barbershop or not, but the person who gets really loud in the barbershop is usually losing the debate. Like, if we're all talking LeBron and Jordan, you get emotional. I thought it came off as the "we lost" speech. And I thought it came off like you guys were losing control and you needed to have a press conference to gain some of the control back and kind of steal a headline. When the moment that tweet went out a couple of days ago that the Chiefs were going to be present at the meeting in Topeka, I think most people read it how I read it. It's over. They are making their decision on Monday, but that's not how it was communicated in your press conference.
Yeah, because that wasn't the truth. And every media outlet was reporting, it's a done deal, it's a done deal. And I got on the phone with Mark Donovan because, no, it's not a done deal. Because, Phil, don't believe all the press. Don't believe the noise. The governor made a statement, a press release, and the mayor made a press release. And at night, I thought, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let the people of Jackson County think I'm not in this game. And I'm not going to let the people of Jackson County know we have a plan. And I'm going to give them specifics. We had a plan to have a press conference at Arrowhead in January and talk about this. And I thought, deal's not going to happen without people hearing from me. So you saw me passionate. You saw me deliberate and explaining the real facts and the numbers, because I knew the Kansas numbers were just, well, we've got this bright, shiny thing. So no, it wasn't a desperate, it's getting out in front. And I think you're supposed to be transparent. You're supposed to tell people what's going on. And I was the only guy talking about real numbers. Kansas wasn't. They was just saying, oh, come on out. They're coming to Topeka. Well, where's the numbers, Kansas? It wasn't. So I thought it was important to give real numbers to the people what's going on.
Let's go to the phone lines here. I want to take phone calls. 913-586-7965. Tyler lives in Kansas City. Hey, Tyler, how you doing? You're talking to Phil Lavoda.
Hey, appreciate you taking my phone call. Hey, Phil, I just have a few things, I guess, to say and I guess to ask as well. Can you hear me?
I got you. Hold on. It's our fault. I'll fix it.
Okay. Am I good?
Hey, Tyler.
Yep.
Go ahead, my man.
Am I good? Okay. I just have a few things to ask and I guess to say is, as you can imagine, a lot of people around Jackson County, Kansas City, Missouri, and even some people on the Kansas side are, you know, pretty pissed off that the Kansas City Chiefs are no longer a part of Kansas City, Missouri, which it's even crazier for me to say that out loud. And, you know, the last like 24 hours have been, you know, pretty sucky to say the least. And I guess regarding the Royals, and I've heard you talk a little bit about it so far today, but what do you have to say? And I don't really want to hear like any response I guess you've given today, but what can you tell me and Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County, and people who want the Royals to stay right where they're at, or even downtown? Like, what do you have to say that would make me feel better about them staying here and giving me like a good reason why that would work out? Because I feel like a lot of the times, whenever you were talking last week, I think on Friday, about how there's no done deal and everything, and all that type of stuff, I feel like it was a little bit of a desperation call, kind of like how CDOT was saying a little bit. And it almost kind of feels like a lot of people in Kansas City and Jackson County were lied to, because even Mayor Quentin Lucas was asked by CDOT last week where he thinks the stadiums will be in 10 years. And Lucas said that they'll be playing at Arrowhead Stadium where they're at now. And so I just have no reason to believe that people in Missouri and Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri are going to keep the Royals in the city and right in Jackson County. Thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
No problem, Tyler. I do think this. I do think what Tyler is communicating is kind of that hope part that I was mentioning. I don't think a lot of people right now in Jackson County trust really the process and or the leadership behind trying to figure this thing out with the Royals. It's kind of that fool me once, fool me twice philosophy. They've been fooled once when it came to the Royals. There's only one team left, and now there certainly is that desperation to try to keep them.
That's a good question, Tyler. Let me back up and tell you. The press conference I gave Friday, the news Thursday, every media outlet said the deal's done, the deal's done, the deal's done. That was the news. And it was wrong. It was not true. And there are people that, I got a news tip. Well, they were wrong. So I thought it was important to get out and say, that's just not true. They're reporting things that aren't not true. And by the way, here's our package. So it wasn't desperation. It was modification and clarification. But I'll tell you this. It was a kick in the balls. Can you say balls?
You can definitely say that.
It was a kick in the balls yesterday. And I'm with you on that. And having the Chiefs not in Kansas City, not Missouri, it stinks. So I can just tell you this. I'm committed to do everything I can in my power to keep the Kansas City Royals in Jackson County. It's important to me as a fan. It's important to me as an official. And I'm in a position to be able to collaborate and get some people on a team that can put things together. Before, you didn't have that. You had the governor of a different party working on his own. You had the mayor working on his own. And you had a county executive not doing anything. We are collaborating. We do have a combined interest in keeping this team in Missouri. And we had that with the Chiefs. And I think it sucks that it didn't work out. But I want to remind everybody, we were working together, a team that should not be working together. As a Democratic county executive, I should disagree with what the governor, Republican governor does on everything. But I didn't, because I can set that aside. And the best interest of Missouri and Jackson County is to keep that Chiefs team here. And we worked on it. And that's, I want everyone to take away from that. I'll tell you what, I'm as cynical as government as everyone else is out there. I don't have history in government. I have history as a lawyer and history of helping people get elected. And I got tapped to do this because I thought for a year I can get in and I can help restore government. I can talk. I can come on CDOT show. And I can not be afraid of taking calls, because that's what you need in leadership. And I'm here to do that. And I'm going to bring people together. And so all I can tell you is we tried with the Chiefs. They wanted more money than we could give them. And I'm going to try just as hard with the Royals.
Let me ask you this, and I do want to take this last phone call. Who's the point man on this? Because in every negotiation, there has to be that kind of lone, solidified voice. And what you're describing is, I think, the fear that a lot of Missourians have. The mayor has his own agenda. You have your own agenda, or Frank White, whoever's in that seat. Mike Kehoe has his own agenda. It doesn't feel like everybody is on the same page. Who is the point person? Like, who is the person that is going to get it across the end zone metaphorically?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good question, because we haven't had that problem. Usually have people in positions like a mayor or a governor, they're always wanting to be the point person because they're running for the next office. I found that the governor and the mayor set politics aside and set that aside, and we all work together. In our situation, there are different things. The state is giving a certain amount of money. The county is doing their part, and the city is doing their part too. So there are three different negotiations going on, but we all talked. We all were together. We all had each other's numbers, and we were all working as a point man. I don't think we had a problem with that. Moving forward, if the three of us and the state legislature and the county legislature and city council thinks, hey, let's make someone just the point, we can do that. But it wasn't a detriment of that in our negotiation.
I'll take one more phone call here. Caleb, you're in Parkville. We got like 30 seconds left, man. Go ahead.
All right, man, I'll try to make this quick. One, I want to say, I kind of feel like that you didn't really answer that guy's question in the last call, but that's neither here or there. My question is that with the whole clause, could they have a clause within the star bond you had mentioned about the $1 million or whatever that he has to come up with? Is there a thing that they can have with the clause to where Hunt actually pays for everything that has to happen after the keeping up with the stadium, keeping up with everything like that? Is there a clause that he can do that instead of him paying billions of dollars? You know, the rich stay rich for a reason. Is there a way that he can have that in the clause with the star bonds and maybe kind of keep him from paying the billions of dollars to pay his to pay for the stadium himself? Because I know that a lot of people want that, you know, owners to pay for the stadiums and stuff. And this is a way for him not to do that. So is there a way that the clause, he could have it in the clause where he pays that $1 million to keep up after a certain number of years?
I appreciate the phone call, Caleb.
It's $1 billion, and it's a great question. And that's what we don't know. We don't know what the details are in the Kansas Star Bonds. And that's what I hope we did know or do know. So it's a great question. There's a lot of stuff that, is there a clause he does or not? Where's this money going to come from? When do they have to pay it? So I'm a Missouri guy. That's all Kansas legislature Star Bond questions that I am asking, the same question that you are.
That is Phil Lavoda joining us in studio. He is the Jackson County executive. He has taken over for Frank White. Phil, we look forward to having you on in the future when we get some concrete news about the Royals.
You got to see that. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Phil Lavoda joining us in studio. We'll react to what we just heard. Ty Masterson coming up at 3:15. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.